We are in a series.
Estamos en una serie.
A series on how to love yourself.
Una serie que se trata de cómo tú puedes amarte a ti mismo.
And so last week we kind of talked about how to start the process of how to value yourself.
La semana pasada comenzamos cómo tú puedes comenzar el proceso de poder valorarte a ti mismo.
Last week we talked about God and how Jesus and how he responded to a test from one of the Pharisees.
Hablamos de cómo Jesús respondió a una prueba que le dio un fariseo.
And they asked him, Jesus, teacher, what is the greatest commandment?
Y le preguntaron, Jesús, maestro, ¿cuál es el mandato más grande?
And Jesus replied with, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
Y dice Jesús, ama a Dios, tu Señor, con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente.
And then he said, in the second greatest commandment, there's 1A and 1B, the second greatest commandment.
Y luego dice, el segundo mandato más importante.
Is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Amar a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And we talked last week how you have to love God first.
Y hablamos la semana pasada como tú tienes que amar a Dios primero.
Before you can love yourself.
Antes de que tú puedas amarte a ti mismo.
And then you have to love yourself first before you can love your neighbor, before you can love others.
Y luego tienes tú que amarte a ti mismo primero antes de que tú puedas amar a otros.
And so last week I tried to explain how if you want to love yourself better, if you want to see your value, if you want to see yourself the way God sees you.
Y la semana pasada vimos como que si tú quieres amarte a ti mismo mejor y poder ver el valor que Dios ve en ti.
You're going to have to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. That's the first step to finding your value. That's the first step to seeing yourself the way God sees you, is loving God in those three ways first.
Tendrás que amar a Dios primero con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente. Es lo primero que tú tienes que hacer para poder tú verte a ti mismo como Dios te ve.
And so building off of that last week, so now we're like, okay, I got loving God down, all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. I got that. How do I love myself now that I've done the first step?
Y ahora nos preguntamos, okay, yo he amado a Dios con toda mi alma, mi corazón, mi mente. Ahora, ¿qué es el siguiente paso de cómo yo puedo amarme a mí mismo?
And so tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. It's more, I feel like this is going to be a little bit more teachy, a little bit more of a conversation than a sermon.
Y esta noche va a ser más como una conversación que un sermón.
But that's what we're going to be focusing tonight, is how do we love ourselves? And I don't mean like in a prideful way or a conceited way, but in a healthy, biblical way. How do we care for ourselves?
¿Cómo podemos amarnos a nosotros mismos? No de una forma presumida o egoísta. ¿Cómo podemos nosotros de forma adecuada amarnos a nosotros mismos?
How do you love yourself?
¿Cómo puedes amarte a ti mismo?
And the text that we're going to go over tonight is only 2 verses long.
Y el texto que vamos a repasar hoy no solamente son 2 versículos.
But this is the only place in the Bible that I have found.
Pero este es el único lugar en la Biblia donde yo he encontrado.
That defines what love is.
Que define lo que es amor.
Because if we don't know what love is, how are we going to love ourselves? We have to define love so we can love ourselves, right? That's logical.
Porque si no sabemos lo que es el amor, ¿cómo podemos amarnos a nosotros mismos? Es lógico.
So in my Googleite mind, in my biblical search engine, right, when I type in the definition of love, this is the only place in the Bible I found where it defines love.
En mi mente, en la Biblia, es el lugar donde yo he encontrado donde define el amor.
It's Ephesians 5, 28 and 29.
Es Efesios 5, 28 al 29.
It says this.
Dice esto.
So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, his own body, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church.
Dice Efesios 5, 28 al 29. Asimismo, el esposo debe amar a su esposa como a su propio cuerpo. El que ama a su esposa se ama a sí mismo, pues nadie ha odiado jamás a su propio cuerpo. Al contrario, lo alimenta y lo cuida, así como Cristo hace con la iglesia.
Now I know you might be thinking, like, what? Like, how are we going to get a definition of love from that? We're going to break it down. So we're going to get there.
Ya sé que a lo mejor piensas, ¿cómo agarramos la definición de amor en esto? Vamos a verlo ahorita en un momento.
And so tonight's sermon title is, do you love you?
El título de esta noche es, ¿te amas a ti?
Do you know how to love you?
¿Sabes cómo amarte a ti?
Let's go ahead and pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord God, I pray that you would help us to learn to love ourselves properly. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, for those of you who know me, I love golf.
Para los que me conocen, yo amo el golf.
I know it's not a popular sport, but that's okay. I grew up playing golf. I love golf.
Sé que no es un deporte muy popular, pero yo crecí jugando el golf y me encanta.
And this week, is a huge tournament. It's called the Masters, right? I'm going to be watching it all weekend.
Y esta semana hay un torneo muy grande que se llama The Masters. Lo voy a estar viendo todo este fin de semana.
And because it's Masters week, I thought I would throw in a little golf story for today's sermon.
Y como es la semana de este torneo de The Masters, yo pensé que podría entrar una historia de golf.
So a couple years ago, my dad, who also plays golf,
hace algunos años mi papá que también juega golf,
he hosted a tournament at the course that he works at to help raise money for his church.
Él tuvo un torneo de golf en un curso donde él trabaja para poder recaudar fondos para su iglesia.
Right, my dad went where the money is. Golf has a lot of rich white guys. He's like, I'm going to go target them on the golf course and hopefully they'll donate money to our church, right?
Mi papá sabía que la gente rica y gringa que juega golf les gusta dar, entonces él dijo, voy a ir a ese lugar y voy a poder recaudar dinero para mi iglesia.
So long story short, he invites me and Aureli to go up to Austin to help out and volunteer at the tournament to help work some of the stands. And obviously, we're like, yeah, of course, we'll go help.
Entonces, él nos pide a mí, a Josías, para poder ir a ayudarles a ellos con ese torneo de golf.
And if you know me, I love golf. I know a lot about golf. I grew up playing it. But Aureli, at the time, did not know anything about golf.
Y si ustedes me conocen, saben que yo conozco mucho sobre el golf, pero Aureli no conoce nada.
And so my dad, he had me working the check-in booth and everybody that was there, you know, checking them in, making sure they had paid.
Entonces mi papá me estaba ahí teniendo, registrando a la gente, asegurándome que habían pagado.
And then he asked Aureli, he's like, Aureli, can you work this table selling mulligans?
Y le dice a Aureli, Aureli, ¿tú puedes trabajar esta mesa donde vas a tú a vender mulligans?
And I know you're like, Josiah, what's a mulligan, right?
A lo mejor aquí tú estás diciendo, Josías, ¿qué es un mulligan?
A mulligan is in golf is a do-over, right? Like if you use a mulligan, it's like saying a do-over. So you get another shot.
Un mulligan en el golf es como una oportunidad para tú poder intentar de nuevo, hacer una ronda de nueva.
It's just a fancy word for do-over. That's all it means.
Es una palabra muy grande para decir que puedes hacerlo de nuevo.
But obviously in a tournament, a mulligan, a do-over can be like really important, right? Because if you hit a bad shot, do-over, you get to do it again and you could, you know, score better.
Y en el golf es algo muy importante porque si tú tiras y lo haces mal y tú tienes una oportunidad para poder hacerlo de nuevo, te va a ser muy útil.
So my dad was charging people for do-overs to try and raise money, right? So he's like, Aureli, can you work the mulligan table, $20 a mulligan, right? And, you know, just sell them to players that want them.
Entonces mi papá quiere ofrecer esto, entonces le dice a Aureli, Aureli, tú puedes tú vender estos mulligans y las ofreces a $20 a cada jugador.
And my wife, being the saleswoman that she is, sold the crap out of these mulligans, right? She sold almost $1,000 worth of mulligans.
Y yo siendo la vendedora del año, vendí $1,000 de mulligans.
So then after everyone goes and starts playing and no one can buy any more mulligans, no one can buy any more do-overs.
Después de que la gente ya empieza a comenzar a jugar, ya la gente no puede comprar estos mulligans, estos intentos de nuevo.
My dad comes over and he's counting the cash. He's like, wow, like, Aureli, good job. You like almost made $1,000. Like, that's crazy.
Dice, mi papá viene y ve cuánto había vendido Aureli. Le dice, wow, Aureli, tú has vendido tanto, casi $1,000 en mulligans.
And then Aureli's like, yeah, thanks. What's a mulligan, right?
Y Aureli dice, sí, gracias, pero ¿qué es un mulligan?
Had no clue what a mulligan was, yet she had been selling them for almost 2 hours, right, before this tournament started. Had no clue what they were.
No sabía lo que era un mulligan, pero lo estaba vendiendo por 2 horas antes de este torneo.
But there she is talking to the players like, oh, you want a mulligan? You want a mulligan? $20, blah, blah, blah. You want mulligans? You want mulligans?
Y ahí hablando con los jugadores, ¿quieres un mulligan? Aquí uno, acá hay otro, ten, agárralo.
Even though she had no idea what they were used for, no idea what it meant, no clue. She was just selling them, giving them out.
Aunque no sabía ni idea lo que eran, de lo que significaba, nomás lo estaba dando y lo estaba vendiendo.
And I tell you that story to make a connection, to make a connection to what we're talking about tonight.
Y te digo esa historia para hacer una conexión a lo que estamos hablando esta noche.
Because the connection is just how Aureli had no idea what she was selling with mulligans.
Así como Aureli a lo mejor no tuvo idea de lo que estaba vendiendo con mulligans.
A lot of times us as Christians, us as the church, we talk a lot about love, loving your neighbor, loving your spouse, loving sinners, loving your family. Love, 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 love.
A veces como cristianos en la iglesia hablamos tanto del amor, amar a tu prójimo, amar a tu familia, amar a tu esposo, tu esposa, amar a tus enemigos, amar, amar, amar.
That's one of the main selling points in Christianity, right? That God loves you no matter what. Love, love, love. Our faith is based around God's love, this concept of love.
Es un punto importante del cristianismo. Nuestra fe es basada en el amor de Dios.
Yet, if I were to ask Christians, define love. What is it? What is love?
Pero si yo le pregunto a cristianos, ¿qué es el amor? Defínelo.
What is a mulligan? What is love? Can you define it for me? What is it?
¿Qué es un mulligan? ¿Qué es amor? ¿Puedes decirme lo que es?
A lot of us probably can't define it biblically. The Bible defines as love.
Muchos de nosotros a lo mejor no podemos bíblicamente determinar lo que es el amor.
And if you can't define love,
y si tú no puedes definir el amor,
how do you know you're being a loving person?
¿Cómo tú puedes saber que estás siendo una persona amorosa?
If you can't define love, how do you know you're in a loving relationship, whether a boyfriend, girlfriend, or in a loving family? How do you know you're in a loving relationship?
Si tú no puedes definir lo que es el amor, ¿cómo tú puedes saber determinar que tú estás en una relación amorosa?
Right? If you can't define love, how do you know you're being loved properly? How do you know God is loving you properly if you can't define it?
Si no puedes definir el amor, ¿cómo puedes saber que te están amando de forma adecuada o que Dios te está amando de forma adecuada?
Right, we need to be able to define love to know this is how I love myself. This is how I love my neighbor. This is how I love God.
Tenemos que poder definir el amor para poder decir así es como yo puedo amar a Dios, así es como yo puedo amar a mi prójimo.
And I feel like a lot of times why we don't love ourselves well is because we don't know what love is fully. We have a vague idea, but we don't have anything locked down.
Y a veces la razón por qué no podemos amar de forma adecuada es porque nomás tenemos una idea pequeña de lo que es el amor, pero no realmente lo sabemos.
And some Christians, they may be like, well, Josiah, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, you know, love is patient, love is kind, love is, you know, all those things, and you go down the list.
Y muchos dicen, pues 1 Corintios 13 dice, el amor es paciente, el amor es bondadoso, y van por la lista.
Like, that's the definition of love. No, that's totally wrong. That's not the definition of love at all.
Y dicen, es la definición del amor. Y no, la verdad no es.
Those are the fruits of love. That's the result of loving properly. You're going to be patient if you're loving properly. You're going to be kind if you're loving properly. Those are the results. But what is it that gets us to that point?
Eso solamente es el fruto del amor. Si tú eres amoroso, vas a ser paciente. Si tú eres amoroso, vas a ser bondadoso.
Right, and if I were to ask you, how do you know you love someone, right? Like if you're in a relationship, right, how do you know you love someone? A lot of people.
Y si tú estás en una relación, tú puedes preguntar, ¿cómo sabes que tú amas a una persona? Y mucha gente.
They're going to say, well, love, you know I love someone, you know, I guess it's a feeling, or I guess I just know.
Y dice, mucha gente dice, pues es un sentimiento, yo solamente lo sé.
And I'm here to say that love cannot be a feeling.
Y estoy aquí para decirte que el amor no puede ser un sentimiento.
Cannot be an emotion.
No puede ser una emoción.
Because God commands it.
Porque Dios lo manda.
Right? God, if God can't command you to feel a certain way,
Dios no puede mandarte a sentir de una forma.
He can command you to do certain things, but he can't command you to feel a certain way. So if God's commanding you to love, it must be an action.
Él puede mandarte a hacer cosas, pero no puede mandar un sentimiento. Entonces, si él no puede mandar este sentimiento, entonces el amor tiene que ser una acción.
Right? I don't know if your parents treated you like this, where like you have to finish the food that's on your plate, whether you like it or not, or you're not getting off. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you don't.
No sé si tus padres a lo mejor te dijeron, no vas a salir de esta mesa hasta que tú te comas todo lo que está en tu plato, tu comida. No, no me importa si te gusta o no.
And I would sit there for like an hour sometimes just trying to finish the vegetables or finish whatever it was that was on my plate before I got off.
Y yo a veces ahí me quedaba sentado una hora ahí tratando de comerme los vegetales, lo que sea que estaba ahí antes de yo poder levantarme.
Now my parents, they could make me finish the plate, but they can't make me like the food, right? They can make me finish my plate, but they can't make me like the food.
Mis padres pueden mandarme, pueden decirme que yo me termine la comida que está en mi plato, pero ellos no me pueden mandar a que me guste la comida.
Same thing with love. God can command you to love, but he can't command your feelings. He can command you to go on a mission trip, but he can't command you to like it, right? It's a feeling. So love has to be an action.
Dios puede mandarte a amar, él puede mandarte a ir a un viaje misionero, pero no, él no puede mandar el sentimiento de que te guste.
And you owe it to yourselves, you owe it for your own personal well-being and for your future relationships.
Y es importante para tu bienestar personal y tus relaciones futuras.
To know the definition of how God defines love.
Que tú puedas tener la definición de cómo Dios define el amor.
It's going to be beneficial to your health. You're going to know how to love and treat yourself better. You're going to know how to love and treat someone else and treat them well.
Será beneficio para ti, tú sabrás cómo poder amarte a ti mismo y poder tratar a la gente como de la forma que tú debes de hacerlo.
And you owe it to your future families to teach your kids, hey, this is how a guy or girl should treat you. This is how you know you're in a loving relationship. This is how you know you're in a healthy relationship.
Y lo debes a tu familia futura, a tus hijos futuros, a decirles, así es como tú sabes que estás en una relación amorosa.
And so in our text, the two verses that we read, I know you're like, how does that define love? This is how it defines love.
Y los dos textos que acabamos de leer al principio, a lo mejor tú piensas, ¿cómo esto define el amor?
First off,
primeramente,
our text says,
nuestro texto dice,
that husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies.
Que los esposos deben de amar a sus esposas como sus propios cuerpos.
Meaning you're supposed to love your partner. I'm supposed to love Aureli not the way I love God, not the way I love my family. I'm supposed to love Aureli the way I love myself.
Yo debo de amar a mi esposo, mi esposa, debo de amar a Aureli, a Josías, de la forma que yo me amo a mí mismo.
So meaning, if I don't love myself, there's no way I'm going to be able to show her the love that she needs or the love that I'm supposed to show her in my marriage, in my relationship.
Significando, si yo no me amo a mí mismo, no voy a poder saber cómo yo poder amar a mi pareja de forma adecuada, de una forma amorosa en mi relación.
And I feel like a lot of times we think, oh, I'm supposed to love these other people the way I love God, the way I love my family. No, you're supposed to love your partner, your romantic partner, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, the way you love yourself.
Y a veces pensamos que amamos a nuestro prójimo y a nuestra familia, pero tú tienes que amar a las personas en las que estás en una relación con ellas de la forma que te amas a ti mismo.
So already we're seeing Paul saying, hey, if you don't learn to love yourself, there's no shot you're going to be in a healthy relationship. There's no shot you're going to be in a healthy marriage. There's no shot you're going to have these healthy things.
Pablo ya está diciendo aquí, si tú no te amas a ti mismo, no vas a poder estar en una relación saludable.
And he's copying Jesus, right? Because Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. He's kind of echoing what Jesus said.
Y está copiando un poco lo que está diciendo Jesús de amar a su prójimo como a sí mismo.
Now, I know you're probably thinking like, okay, Josiah, I get it. I got to love myself. But doesn't that sound like a little conceited? Doesn't that sound a little prideful, a little arrogant?
Y sé que a lo mejor tú piensas, okay, Josiah, yo entiendo que yo debo amarme a mí mismo, pero eso se suena un poco no presumido, un poco egoísta, un poco arrogante.
After all, Paul, who wrote the text that we're reading,
Pablo, quien escribió el texto que estamos leyendo,
he says in 2 Timothy, he tells Timothy that in the last days before Jesus comes.
Él dice en 2 Timoteo que en los últimos días antes de que venga Jesús.
In 2 Timothy he says in the last days people will be lovers of themselves and that'll be one of the signs that Jesus is coming back.
Dice que la gente será amantes de sí mismos y así es como vamos a saber la señal que Jesús regresa.
So how are we supposed to be lovers of ourselves when that's one of the bad signs that Jesus is coming back? There seems to be a contradiction here.
Entonces, ¿cómo podemos amarnos a nosotros mismos si esta es una señal mala de que viene Jesús? Entonces, se suena como una contradicción.
And this is where I think people really haven't studied God's word.
Y aquí es donde siento que la gente no ha estudiado la palabra de Dios.
Because in the English language, right, we just have one word for love, right? I love you. You can love your wife. You can love your husband. You can love ice cream. It's one word. It's very cheap.
Porque en el inglés solamente tenemos una palabra del amor. Tú amas a tu esposo, amas a tu esposa, amas a la nieve. Es algo muy X.
But in Greek, in which Paul was writing, there's two different words he uses for love. Now stick with me, because this is important.
Pero el griego, hay dos palabras que Pablo usa para poder describir el amor.
When Paul says in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves, and it'll be a sign that Jesus is coming back.
Cuando Pablo dice que en los últimos días la gente será amantes a sí mismos y así sabemos que viene Cristo.
The word he uses is philautos.
La palabra que él usa es philautos.
Now I don't do this much, but everybody on the count of three say philautos, right? Because it's important.
A la cuenta de tres, todos vamos a decir juntos philautos.
Philautos on three. Okay, ready? One,
tres, una,
two,
dos,
three.
Tres.
Philautos. There we go. It's a bad word.
Es una palabra mala.
I'm just kidding. It's not a bad word.
No, no es una palabra mala.
It's a negative word.
Es una palabra negativa.
And it means like a conceited, selfish love. That's what it means.
Y es una significa un amor egoísta y presumido.
Philautos.
Philautos.
It's two words put together. Philo and autos.
Son dos palabras que se ponen juntos, philo y autos.
Philo means love.
Philo significa amor.
Auto means self, conceited, self-centered.
Autos es sí mismo, es algo que es egoísta.
It's where we get the words like autograph and autobiography and autonomous. I'm the center of my own being. I write the book. I'm the one who does it.
Es donde agarramos las palabras autografía o autobiografía. Es como diciendo que yo soy el centro de la atención. Yo me amo a mí mismo. Es algo egoísta.
Or just like when they invented the car and they were coming up with a name for the car.
O así cuando inventaron el carro y estaban intentando de ganar un nombre para un carro.
They wanted something that was different because the car was different.
Querían algo diferente porque un carro era algo diferente.
The car wasn't like a train or a bus or a plane where you had a pilot or a conductor that drove the vehicle for you. A car is you're driving yourself.
No era como un tren o un avión que tenías a un piloto que te estaba navegando. No, en un carro, tú conduces a ti mismo.
And so they came up with the word automobile, right? I drive myself to my destination. I make the turn. I make the destination. I get myself on my journey.
Entonces agarraron esta palabra automóvil porque yo me manejo a mí mismo. Yo soy el que me llevo a mi destino.
And so when you put these two words together, philo and autos, philautos, it's a self-centered, selfish, conceited, prideful type of love.
Entonces cuando combinas estas dos palabras, philo y autos, philautos, es un amor presumido, un amor egoísta.
And so this is what Paul is saying. This is what people are going to be like in the last days. They're going to be self-centered, a selfish kind of love. I'm willing to grow and gain at the expense of your pain and your hurt, a self-righteous kind of love.
Entonces esto es lo que Pablo está diciendo, que la gente va a tener este tipo de amor en los últimos días, un amor que no solamente piensa en sí mismo.
It's a very ugly word.
Es una palabra muy fea.
So this is not the same word that Paul uses when he's talking about husbands ought to love your wives as your own bodies, and it's not the same word that Jesus uses when it says love your neighbor as yourself. It's not the same word that
Paul uses. Y esta
no
es la misma palabra que Pablo usa al decir esposos amen a sus esposas como a sí mismos. No es la misma palabra que Jesús usa cuando él dice amen a su prójimo como a sí mismo.
The word that Paul uses and the word that Jesus uses.
La palabra que Pablo usa y la palabra que Jesús usan.
I kind of touched on it last week. It's called agape.
Lo toqué la semana pasada y es la palabra agape.
On the count of three, everyone say agape.
A la cuenta de tres, todos digan agape.
Ready? One,
una,
two,
dos,
three. Agape. Yes, it's a good kind of love, a good word.
Esta es una buena palabra, un buen tipo de amor.
And this is what the word that Paul uses to say you need to love yourself. You need to love yourself the way you love your wife, the way you love your neighbor, the people around you.
Y esta es la palabra que Pablo dice, que tú tienes que amar a tu esposa como a ti mismo. Tú tienes que amar a la gente a tu alrededor.
And this word is a selfless kind of love. It's a sacrificial love. It's putting the needs of others before your needs.
Y esto es un amor abnegado. Esto es un amor que pone los otros primero y es un amor sacrificial.
Saying, God, it's for the benefit of others. God, it's your life, not my life. It's what your decisions are, not what my decisions are. God, everything is yours. It's sacrificial. It's selfless.
Dios, no es mi vida. Es lo que tú quieres para mí. Es algo sacrificial. Es algo que es abnegado.
I'm willing to sacrifice for the benefit of someone else. I'm willing to sacrifice someone else can be healthy, so someone else can be free, so someone else can be blessed.
Yo estoy dispuesto a sacrificar para que otro sea sano. Yo estoy dispuesto a sacrificar para que otro sea bendecido.
So it's a selfless kind of love, and I know the next question you might have.
Y es un amor desinteresado. Yo sé la que pregunta que a lo mejor tú piensas.
And I know you're thinking like, okay, Josiah, agape, it's a selfless kind of love. So how are we supposed to love ourselves in a selfless kind of love, that kind of doesn't really make sense. Seems like it contradicts itself.
Y decimos, okay, yo entiendo que esta palabra, este tipo de amor, agape, es un amor desinteresado, pero ¿cómo podemos amarnos de esta forma? Se siente como un poco que se contradice.
And what God, what Jesus is saying, what Paul is echoing in Ephesians, he's saying you have to agape yourself. You have to love yourself selflessly.
Lo que Pablo está diciendo es que tú tienes que agape a ti mismo, tienes que amarte a ti mismo de forma abnegada.
You got to love yourself selflessly before you can agape others, before you can selflessly love and sacrifice for others. You got to make sure you're healthy.
Antes de que tú puedas amar y sacrificar para otros, tú tienes que asegurarte que tú mismo estás sano.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever flown before.
No sé si algunos aquí han volado algún día.
But on planes, right, there's normally at least one person that does a little safety exercise before the takeoff.
Pero los aviones hay gente que hace como las reglas de seguridad antes de que se vaya el avión.
They teach you how to buckle your seatbelt, and they do a little pointing to the exits, right?
te ayudan a saber cómo poder ponerte el cinturón, te apuntan a las salidas.
And then at the end they say, hey, if we start to go down and crap hits the fan, there's going to be little mass, air mass that come down.
Dicen, pero si el avión empieza a caer y las cosas se van mal y estamos a punto de caer, hay mascarillas que se caen.
And they always tell the parents, hey, if it starts to go down and the masks come down, make sure you put a mask on yourself first before you put it on your kids, before you help anybody else.
Le dicen a los padres, antes de que tú ayudes a otra persona, tú tienes que ponerte la máscara a ti mismo antes de poder tú ayudar a tus hijos, a otros, a tu alrededor.
And they tell them that because if you don't put a mask on yourself first and you're trying to help a kid or you're trying to help the person next to you, you're going to pass out before you're able to finish helping them. You're going to die before you finish helping them.
Y te dicen esto porque si tú no te pones esta mascarilla y empiezas a ayudar a otra persona, tú vas a desmayarte o te vas a morir antes de que tú puedas ayudar a otra persona.
Then ultimately both of you pass out. Then ultimately both of you are no good. So you need to make sure you put on your mask first so you're healthy enough, you have the air you need to help others put on their mask.
Y en fin los dos salen mal y en fin a lo mejor los dos fallecen, entonces tú tienes que poder asegurarte que tú tienes tu máscara puesta antes de poder ayudar a otro.
It's not a selfish thing. You got to agape yourself first. You're healthy enough, you have the air you need, you have the God that you need, the love that you need, so you can help love others properly.
No es un amor egoísta, tú tienes que agape a ti mismo para tú poder amar a otros de forma adecuada.
So I know you're like, okay, I get it, Josiah. I gotta love myself. That's important. I gotta love myself selflessly. That's healthy. I get it. Okay.
Yo sé que tú a lo mejor dices, okay, Josiah, yo entiendo. Tengo que amarme a mí mismo, amar a otros de forma desinteresada. Lo entiendo.
So, what and how do I love myself then? What are the practical things that I can do? What does that look like on a day-to-day basis? How does loving myself play out?
Entonces, ¿cómo me amo yo a mí mismo? ¿Cómo se ve esto de forma diaria?
And so what we have to do,
entonces, lo que tenemos que hacer,
is we have to go back to our verse.
Tenemos que ir a nuestro texto.
And in our verse it says this.
Y en nuestro texto dice esto.
For no one ever hated his own flesh.
Pues nadie ha odiado a su propia carne.
Referring to us, no one ever hates their own flesh.
Nadie odia su propia carne, a nosotros mismos.
But nurtures and cherishes it.
Pero lo nutre, lo alimenta y lo cuida.
Now remember, this word but in the sentence, right? This is a very important but. Remember how I wanted to do a series on big buts in the Bible? This is one of them.
Este es este pero que está aquí dentro de este versículo es algo muy importante.
No one ever hated his own body, but implying, what's the opposite of hate? Love. So they're about to give you the definition.
Dice, nadie ha odiado a su propio cuerpo, pero, y aquí te está dando ahora lo opuesto del odio, que es el amor.
So the opposite of hate is love, nurture and cherish. What does that mean?
Entonces, el amor es el opuesto del odio. Entonces, está aquí a punto de decir la definición del amor, que significa alimentar, nutrir y cuidar.
All nurture means is basically mean to help grow, to help bring to maturity. That's what nurture means.
Lo que dice aquí al ser nutrido, alimentado, es para poder hacer algo crecer, para poder hacer algo levantarse.
So how do you love yourself? By helping yourself become more mature, by helping yourself grow in life, helping yourself grow in certain areas. That's how you love yourself.
Entonces, ¿cómo tú puedes amarte a ti mismo en ayudarte a ti mismo crecer y madurar en diferentes áreas en tu vida?
And you're like, Josiah, what areas do I need to grow in?
Y dices, Josías, ¿en qué áreas tengo que yo crecer?
Well, if we're Christians and we model our lives the way Jesus lived on this earth, right? We're followers of Christ. We should take a look at how Jesus grew.
Entonces, si somos cristianos y modelamos nuestra vida tras la vida de Jesús, tenemos que ver la vida de Jesús para ver lo que él hizo.
And in Luke 2:52, there's a very short scripture that describes all the ways Jesus grew.
Y en Lucas 2:52 hay algo muy pequeño que nos dice las formas que Jesús creció.
Luke 52 says this.
Lucas 2:52 dice esto.
Can we put that on the screen, Luke 2:52? And Jesus increased in wisdom, meaning he increased, meaning he grew, in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man.
Dice Lucas 2:52, dice que Jesús siguió creciendo, dice que él creció, él aumentó en sabiduría y estatura y cada vez más gozaba del favor de Dios y de la gente.
Meaning Jesus grew in four areas.
Jesús creció en cuatro áreas.
You can put those on the screen.
Las ponemos en la pantalla, las cuatro áreas.
He grew in four areas. He grew physically, right? He grew in stature, talking about taking care of his body. This is taking care of your body.
Él creció físicamente en estatura, cuidando a su cuerpo.
This could mean not eating what the doctor says not to eat.
Esto puede significar que no comas lo que el doctor dice que no te comas.
This could mean getting some exercise every now and then.
Esto puede significar que tú haces ejercicio de vez en cuando.
This could mean going to the doctor in general.
Yendo al doctor en general.
This could mean maybe getting a gym membership if you have it. This could mean just taking care of your body.
A lo mejor era una membresía de un gimnasio, no sé, pero cuidando tu cuerpo.
Right? So you got to love yourself, taking care of your body. That's one of the areas. The second area is mentally. He grew in wisdom and in stature. Wisdom meaning mentally, your mental health.
Segundo, mentalmente, Jesús creció en madurez, entonces tu salud mental.
Are you giving yourself ways that you can grow mentally? Are the people that you're hanging around maybe dragging your mental health down? Maybe you got to separate. Maybe you got to sacrifice some friends for your own sake to love yourself, to be healthier.
Estás creciendo tú en tu estado emocional, mental. A lo mejor tienes que tú sacrificar algunas amistades para tú poder crecer en ti mismo y poder aumentar en tu salud mental.
It also means he grew in wisdom, right? He grew in that way. He gained more knowledge. What are your grades looking like? Are you loving yourself by doing good in school?
Él creció también en sabiduría, en su mente, de esta forma. A lo mejor tú en la escuela, estás tú haciendo buen trabajo en tus estudios, en tu educación, te estás amando de esta forma.
Right? And then the other areas, he grew in wisdom and stature, and he grew in favor with God and with man. With man, his relationships, right, with other people. This could be friendships, this could be family, this could be romantic relationships.
Él creció en estatura, él creció en sabiduría, pero también creció en favor con el hombre y con Dios, con el hombre, tus relaciones con la gente.
Are you in healthy friendships?
¿Estás tú en relaciones, en amistades saludables?
Are you in healthy relationships?
¿Estás en relaciones saludables?
If you're an introvert, right, are you in community?
Si eres un introvertido, ¿estás tú en comunidad?
You're not meant to go through life alone.
No fuiste creado para poder pasar la vida sola.
Are you growing in your relationships?
Estás creciendo en tus relaciones.
And lastly, he grew in favor with God, right? He grew spiritually with God. Are you giving yourself ways to grow each and every day spiritually with God? Whether it's coming to church, praying, worshiping, listening to podcasts, whatever it may be, are you in communication with God?
Y él creció también en favor con Dios. Espiritualmente, él también creció. Entonces, estás tú creciendo en tu relación con Dios. Estás orando, estás adorando, viniendo la iglesia, haciendo lo que tú tienes que hacer para poder crecer.
So when we talk about loving yourself, right? Cherishing yourself, nurturing yourself, these are the four areas of your life you need to make sure you're growing in.
Entonces cuando hablamos de amarte a ti mismo, de poder cuidarte a ti mismo, nutrirte a ti mismo, alimentarte a ti mismo, estas son las cuatro áreas que tú tienes que crecer para poder hacerlo.
If you analyze and you can self-reflect on your own, if you're looking back on your life right now and you're like, man, one of these four areas I can say I'm not growing in. One of these four areas I'm actually pretty unhealthy in. That's an area you could do better in loving yourself.
Si tú analizas estas cuatro áreas y dices que hay una área que tú a lo mejor no estás cuidando, a lo mejor no estás creciendo en ello, eso es una área que tú tienes que cuidar para poder tú amarte a ti mismo.
You need to actively give yourself opportunities, whether that's opportunities to go to the gym, opportunities to make better friends, opportunities to talk to God more, opportunities to connect. You need to give yourself opportunities to grow in these four areas. That's loving yourself.
Tienes que darte oportunidades para poder crecer en estas áreas, ya sea yendo al gimnasio, comiendo mejor, tus amistades, con Dios, lo que sea, para tú poder crecer en estas áreas.
So you got to nurture it, right? You got to give yourself opportunities. But then it also says you also got to cherish it, which is just a fancy word for protecting.
Tienes que nutrir, pero también tienes que cuidar, que es como proteger.
Cherish, right? If you cherish something, right? Like I cherish my relationship with my wife, right? That's something I cherish. It has value to me.
Si tú cuidas algo, tú valoras algo, como mi relación con mi esposo, mi esposa, eso es algo que tú cuidas.
Then there's going to be things that I do to help protect our marriage, right? I'm not going to let the enemy come in. I'm not going to let another person come in. There's boundaries. There's things I'm going to do to cherish it, to protect it from damage happening.
Entonces hay cosas en mi matrimonio que yo voy a hacer para poder proteger a mi matrimonio para que no le hagan daño.
So for you got to provide ways for yourself to grow in these areas, but you also got to cherish them, meaning you got to protect yourself from harm coming to these four areas. Protect yourself from any one of these four areas getting harmed.
Entonces tú tienes que proveer oportunidades para crecer en estas áreas, pero también tienes que proteger estas áreas, que ninguna de estas áreas les haga daño.
So what is love? It's to provide ways to grow in these areas.
Entonces, ¿qué es el amor? Proveer formas que tú puedas crecer en estas áreas.
Right? And it's also to protect yourself from harm coming to you in these four areas. That's loving yourself.
Pero también es protegerte a ti mismo para que ningún daño vengan a estas cuatro áreas. Eso es amarte a ti mismo.
How do you protect yourself spiritually? Maybe by asking for Sundays off, right? If your job makes you work. Maybe protecting yourself relationally. Maybe you got to cut off some friends. You got to protect yourself from certain people.
Eso es como te proteges espiritualmente, a lo mejor pidiendo que te quiten el trabajo el domingo para que tú puedas venir a la iglesia, a lo mejor quitando amistades para que tú puedas crecer en tus relaciones con otros.
Maybe protecting yourself physically means, hey, I'm not going to buy those snacks or I'm not going to take those drugs anymore, right?
A lo mejor protegiéndote a ti mismo de forma física es a lo mejor diciendo, ya no voy a comer esa comida, a lo mejor ya no voy a tomar esa droga.
You guys can go ahead and stand.
Pueden ponerse sobre sus pies.
Loving yourself.
Amarte a ti mismo.
Again, this message was going to be very practical in how you can love yourself day in and day out.
Este mensaje es algo práctico de cómo tú puedes amarte a ti mismo cada día.
And last week we talked about seeing the value in yourself and seeing yourself how God sees you.
Y la semana pasada hablamos de cómo tú puedes verte a ti mismo como la forma que Dios te ve a ti, valorarte.
And thinking the right thoughts about yourself, right? Thinking the thoughts that how the Holy Spirit sees you, how the Holy Spirit intercedes for you, how Jesus sees you. Thinking the right things over yourself.
Y pensando las cosas apropiadas sobre ti mismo.
And we talked about how it started in your mind, right? How your behavior changes when you start in your mind.
Y hablamos que como tu comportamiento, todo comienza en tu mente.
Well, this week we're talking about once you change your mind, which hopefully you had the opportunity to work on last week, is okay, now what are the behaviors that I can do day in and day out to be a better person, to be a better me?
Ahora que yo he cambiado mi mente, ¿qué son cosas que yo puedo hacer día tras día para yo poder crecer y hacer algo mejor en mí?
God, I want to love myself the way you love me because you sacrificed for me. You prepared the way for me.
Dios, quiero amarme a mí mismo como tú me amas porque tú me amaste a mí, porque tú te sacrificaste por mí.
I need to learn to sacrifice for myself so I can be healthy, so I can be in better relationships. I can be in healthier family relationships.
Tengo que saber cómo sacrificar para mí mismo para yo poder estar en relaciones más saludables.
And you think about love being protecting and providing for yourself.
Cuando tú piensas del amor para poder proteger y proveer para ti mismo.
This is exactly what Jesus did.
Eso es lo que hizo Jesús.
On the cross, right? He provided us a way out of our sin on that cross, and now he protects us from the enemy. Now he protects us from anything that could separate us from him again.
En la cruz, él proveyó una forma para nosotros tener vida y poder ser libre de nuestro pecado, y ahora nos protege del enemigo.
He nurtures and cherishes us, right? He nurtures us, he helps us grow daily, and he cherishes us. He helps protect us from anything that might stunt our growth, our relationship with him.
Él nos nutre, nos alimenta para poder crecer cada día, y él nos cuida también para protegernos sobre cualquier mal.
This isn't a selfish kind of love. This isn't like any kind of love that's self-centered and I think I'm better than other people and me first mentality.
No es un amor egoísta, no es un amor que piense solamente en sí mismo primero.
And saying, hey, because I care about the people around me and because I value myself the way God values me, I gotta love myself better.
Es en decir, porque yo valoro a la gente que está a mi alrededor, porque yo valoro a la gente que Dios ha puesto a mi alrededor.
Maybe,
yo tengo que amarme a mí mismo mejor.
Maybe there's habits I gotta change. Maybe there's habits I wasn't even aware of, but God, you're helping me see the behavior patterns of how destructive they can be sometimes, or how in the long run it harms me.
Quizás hay hábitos que yo tengo que cambiar, hay cosas que yo tengo que cambiar para poder yo ver que eso hay cosas que me están dañando.
In the long run, God, maybe this habit, maybe this way of thinking, maybe it harms me in one of those four areas. Maybe it harms my relationship with you. Maybe it harms me with my relationship with my family or friends.
Quizás esta cosa, este hábito, esta actitud me está dañando en esas cuatro áreas.
And so for tonight,
entonces, para esta noche,
I really just want to focus on and just like if you just want to be better day in and day out.
Quiero enfocarme en que si tú quieres ser mejor cada día.
With your actions, with how you talk, with how you think.
Con tus acciones, cómo tú hablas, cómo tú piensas.
In these four areas, you're like, God, I'm going to be honest. If I've been selfish, God, one of these four areas, I haven't been healthy in.
En estas cuatro áreas que tú puedes decir, Dios, en una de estas áreas yo no he sido saludable.
Or you're like, God, I need help. I need help in my mental health. I need help putting myself in better emotional situations.
Dios, yo ocupo ayuda en mi salud mental para poder yo estar en mejores situaciones.
God, I need help in taking care of my relationship with my friends, being in healthier friendships, being in healthy relationships, being in healthy family dynamic and relationships.
Dios, yo ocupo tu ayuda para poder estar en relaciones, en amistades, en relaciones con mi familia mejor.
And kind of like I talked about during the transition into the word about Gideon, a lot of times your life isn't going to be the most efficient to grow in these four areas.
Y a lo mejor como cuando hablé de Gedeón, a lo mejor tu vida no va a ser tan eficaz en estas cuatro áreas.
Maybe right now it's a season of your life. It's not the most efficient to be in healthy mental situations, to grow in your mental health. Maybe it's not easy because of what's going on in your family or what's going on in your life.
A lo mejor en esta temporada de tu vida tú sientes que a lo mejor tú no puedes crecer en tu salud mental en una área por lo que está pasando en tu vida.
Maybe it's not easy to grow spiritually right now. Maybe work has you working on Sundays. You can't come on Wednesdays. You're busy with school. Maybe your schedule makes one of these areas difficult for you.
Quizás a lo mejor no has podido crecer espiritualmente. A lo mejor tu trabajo lo hace difícil para que tú vengas los domingos, los miércoles. A lo mejor tu agenda ha sido difícil para ti.
And that's okay, but just know that each day you don't have to make giant leaps, but just take a step in the right direction. Each day, just say, I'm going to get a little bit better today. With God's help, I'm going to take one step closer to where I need to be.
Pero cada día, paso a paso, poder tomar pasos, aunque sean pequeños, para poder decir, Dios, voy a crecer, para poder ser esta persona que tú quieres que yo sea.
You guys can go ahead, bow your heads, close your eyes.
Pueden inclinar sus rostros, cerrar sus ojos.
And again, this message isn't anything crazy deep in terms of doctrine and Holy Spirit, but it's very practical with what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us in His Word, saying this is how you live out loving yourself before you love your neighbor.
Y este mensaje es algo más práctico de las formas que tú puedas a la mejor amarte a ti mismo antes de tú poder amar a los demás.
We want to open up the altars here as I pray.
Queremos
say,
abrir el altar aquí mientras oramos y decir,
to say, God, I want to agape myself better so I can help love others around me. God, I want to love myself better the way you love me so I can love others in my life better.
Dios, quiero agape a mí mismo para yo poder amar a la gente a mi alrededor de forma mejor.
God, there's areas in my life that I really haven't been treating myself well. There's areas in your life that you wouldn't treat anybody else the way you treat yourself.
A lo mejor hay áreas en tu vida que no has tratado a la gente de forma adecuada. A lo mejor hay áreas en tu vida que a lo mejor ni a otros los tratas así, pero a ti mismo sí lo has hecho.
Some of you have become so frustrated.
Algunos de ustedes se han convertido tan frustrados.
Trying to fix some of the people around you and trying to minister and trying to represent and trying to change the situation around you, the people around you.
Tratando de arreglar alguna gente a su alrededor, tratando de cambiar su situación.
But you've been inefficient because you don't have your mask on. You haven't loved yourself properly. You haven't been healthy first so you can love those around you.
Pero no han podido hacerlo porque no se han puesto la máscara a ustedes mismos primero. No han podido amarse a ustedes mismos para poder hacerlo.
And you need God's help. You need God's help to say, God, I love other people, but God, help me to love myself as well. God, help me to put my mask on tonight. Help me to make sure I have the air I need to breathe. Help me to have your presence that I need to sustain me day in and day out.
Y ocupamos la ayuda de Dios para poder decir, Dios, ayúdame a amar a mí mismo mejor, ayúdame a valorar quién yo soy primero, ayúdame Dios a poder a amarme a mí mismo para poder amar a los otros.
So God, I lift up our students. God, I pray if anyone in here, God, can recognize in their life that maybe they don't love themselves, maybe they don't even like themselves, let alone love. God, I pray that they would take the first steps tonight. God, in these areas that we've talked about, God, they don't love themselves relationally. They don't love themselves physically. They don't love themselves mentally. They don't love themselves, God, in their spiritual walks. God, I pray that you would help them to love themselves, to take the first step tonight and saying, God, I need your help. God, I need your help to cut off some relationships. I need your help to help protect myself. Sometimes, God, I have a hard time protecting myself from the things that harm me. Help me to say no to some things, God. Help me to say no to some people. God, I pray for our students. God, I pray that they would put their mask on tonight, that God, it's not selfish. God, it's not something they're doing out of pride, but God, they're doing it out of love for themselves and for the people around them. God, they want to help others put their mask on, people in their family, people in their schools, people in their friend group. So God, I pray for our students. God, some of them need to see themselves the way you see them. Some of them need to love themselves. They don't even love themselves. Do you love you? God, I pray that you would open their eyes. And God, each and every day, God, they wouldn't put the pressure on themselves to make this giant leap, God, but each and every day, they just take another step in the right direction. Growth, maturity, nurturing happening, God. Just steps in the right direction to say, God, I'm here. God, I'm willing to put up the boundaries. I'm willing to put up the protections I need. God, I'm willing to help provide for myself in these areas. God, I need your help in these areas. God, I need your help saying no to some friends. God, I pray that you speak to our students. Give them the strength to say yes, as we talked about, God, during the transition, yes to the right things, God. It may not be the most efficient place for them right now. Some of them are going through things. Some of them have difficult situations. Some of them have some real pain, some real hurt. Some of them have some real messed up and broken relationships in their family. But God, I pray, despite how difficult that may be, that they wouldn't lose sight. They wouldn't lose the fact, God, that they need to love themselves before they fix things. They need to love and take care of themselves, God, because that's how it starts. They need to agape themselves, their own mind, their own heart, God, before they can fix the people and the things around them. They need to put their mask on. So God, I pray that you would put down their pride, put down the doubt, God, that it's a sin because they're loving themselves, or they're doing this because of them. God, the people around them are counting on them to love themselves. The people around them are counting on them to be healthy. The people around them, their families, their friends, God, they're counting on them to be the best versions of themselves. So God, as we open up these altars, I pray that you would speak. I pray that you give them the strength to protect and provide for them in these areas, God, the way you did, the way you grew in stature, the way you grew in wisdom, the way you grew closer to God, the way you grew closer to people. I pray that they would grow in those areas. God, I pray that they would see your example on the cross, that you were the ultimate form of love, how you protected and provided for us, how you nurture us, God, and you cherish us day in and day out. You provided a way out of our sin. You provided a way out of death. You provided a way for us to grow each and every day closer to you, God, and you protect us, God. Help us to learn from your example, to learn from the cross, to learn of the ultimate example of love. So God, I pray that we recognize that love, God, it's a choice. Loving ourselves, it's not an emotion. It's not a feeling, but loving ourselves is a choice. They're choosing by coming down to the altar. They're choosing day in and day out to say, I choose to love myself. It's an action that each and every day they take a step in the right direction. They would take action, not just their thoughts. Yes, it's awesome. They need to change their thoughts, but God, they would take action against the enemy. They would take action into loving themselves. They take action into protecting themselves. Action in these areas, God, it's not just something we think, but God, we need to put movement behind the thoughts. So God, we ask all of these things in your name. To you be the glory, to you be the honor, and to you be the praise. We ask that you would speak. In your name I pray. Amen.